It's been a little more than a year since Colorado experienced the biggest wildfires in the state's history. Now experts are thinking about how to restore the forests that burned and exactly what a healthy forest looks like. Colorado Public Radio's Miguel Otarola reports.
How about the trails? What do we do if we walk off the trail? What do we do to respect?
Spread out.
Very good. Spread out.
At the Cowwood Education Center, just northwest of Denver, it's never too early to learn about the outdoors. The campus, tucked away high up in the mountains of the Roosevelt National Forest. On this crisp morning, a group of young kids are going over the game plan before they start a day-long trek through the woods.
Just keep hydrated and go to the bathroom when you need to. Don't wait. Don't wait and wait and wait.
Yeah.
But the center's executive director, Rafael Salgado, has something else on his mind. How to salvage more than half of the nearby forest that burned in a wildfire last year. The Cowwood Fire covered more than 10,000 acres and burned entire mountainsides to a crisp, leaving nothing but charred tree trunks poking out of the dusty ground. Salgado wonders what he can do to make the forest grow again.
You know, I was asking some experts, you know, where's the recipe for that? You know, where is it? Where can I follow a recipe so that I can actually do that? And they told me that they don't have one yet.
Forests are massive. So to make them more manageable, they've been sliced into different sizes. Some are owned by private homeowners, and others by the federal government. So what's the best way to replant the forest to meet the needs of all those users? Answering this question is increasingly urgent as fires burn larger and hotter due to climate change.
Can we go in the front, in the back?
I'll go in the back.
To get a better sense of the challenges ahead, Salgado and I hopped in his pickup truck and drove into the burn scar. Over the years, Salgado and his team have cut down trees, limiting how far wildfires spread in the forest.
The fire came through here, and I knew that this forest was going to survive.
They weren't able to cut every section before the fire, including the tops of mountains that he says belong to another landowner.
If you look up the hill, those trees didn't survive.
A little less than half of the land burned by the Cowwood Fire was managed by Boulder County. At least 20 homes were lost or damaged. The county had cut down trees beforehand. It also lake-controlled fires to help manage overgrowth. Stephen Reinold is Boulder County's senior forester. He says that all groups are responsible for restoring their own land, though there are opportunities to coordinate the work.
One of the terms that's used is completing random acts of restoration doesn't quite, you know, help solve the problem.
It's not exactly a cohesive approach, but Reinold says different areas of the forest may have different priorities.
There isn't a one-size-fits-all, and I don't even think there should be. If it's your property, right, and it burned, and you want to have trees on your property, then I think it's okay for you to plant some trees.
The Nature Conservancy has a slightly different view. The organization is experimenting with tens of thousands of seeds in ponderosa pine forests across the state. Catherine Schlegel is the watershed forest manager for the group's Colorado chapter. She hopes their work will lead to a reforestation recipe for land managers like Salgado. The research isn't complete, but Schlegel has a pretty good idea what a healthy forest should look like after it's restored.
They should look like small islands. When we see small islands, it's dense, it's clumpy, it's irregular, it's imperfect, and that's a forest.
Schlegel says the best time to replant is right after a wildfire, when there are no animals or vegetation in the way. Her team planted seeds in little pods and paired them with chili seeds, so predators don't disrupt their growth. Schlegel says foresters need to start collecting more seeds, 10 times the current amount. Only then can they create the blueprint the Forest Service, local governments, and landowners are desperate for.
They're saying, can I do this? Is this ready? We're saying we're still in a learning phase.
On the drive back to the education center, Director Salgado spots a group of high school students planting trees on the burned hillside. They had been working all morning and still had another section of the forest to go.
There you go. Look at that. You planted a tree.
I'm the Lorax.
Salgado and many land managers are doing what they can with the knowledge they currently have. Right now, that means planting trees grown in nurseries to replace what was lost, until new strategies take root. For Here and Now, I'm Miguel Otarola.